And the time now, 8:56, time for a look at the commodities with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here. Happy New Year to you, too. Mixed price action to start the day. We're looking for the trade to be well-supported as funds are sizable short position holders. Commitment of Traders data last Friday showed funds short corn, beans, and wheat. Corn, in particular, was another record short position at more than 410,000 contracts, which was an increase of about 22,700. Funds are reportedly short about 14,600 contracts of beans and 233,600 contracts of wheat. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning, which is a little bit of a disappointment. But overall, things are just, like I said, a little bit mixed. March corn is currently 352¾, down a half. May corn is down a quarter of a cent at 361, and new crop December, 385¼, down a penny. Switching to the soybeans, March beans currently up a penny and a quarter at 966. July beans, 987½, up a penny and a half. And new crop November beans, 984, up 1¾. Meal, currently down a dime basis to March at 317.70, and soybean oil is up 22 at 33.77. March Chicago wheat, 433½, steady on the day. July Chicago wheat, 458¾, down 1. Kansas City wheat, March, 436¾, up 2. And Kansas City December wheat, 499¾, down a quarter. Looking at the crude oil market, it's up about a half a dollar. The dollar trade is up a touch as well. South American weather forecasts by both U.S. and European models are leaning towards a little bit wetter pattern conditions over the next 10 to 14 days. This is probably the culprit for yesterday's retreat from early gains. Losses should be limited, and as we said, they're already up a little bit here this morning. Weekly ethanol production figures are probably delayed until tomorrow due to the holiday. Finally, trade focus will start to dial in expectations for next week's USDA supply and demand report. This is the final number for the 2017-2018 production number, so acres and yields should not change going forward. On the demand side, exports are running slower than expected across the board and may be adjusted in this report. Livestock expansion may be able to offset part of this reduction in exports. As we've been saying over the last couple of years, at the bottom of the page, don't fixate out of this report on the carryout number. Instead, divide the ending stocks by the total usage figure. If this number is less than last month, funds should cover some more of their short positions. If the number is higher than last month, funds will have reduced incentive to cover shorts. Recall that they have been mostly short wheat for the last 2 years, and they have a long-standing power. Other than that, I hope everybody has a great week. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much, Bill Gentry, with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Reminder, closures today because of burst water pipes. The Animal Healing Early Learning Center in Rantoul and the Danville Public Library remain closed today. Andrew Pritchard's weather forecast, mostly cloudy. A few light snow flurries possible, especially this morning with a high around 16. Bitter cold tonight, partly cloudy, the low 3 below, 17 degrees with light snow right now at Willett Airport, 18 degrees at Decatur and Mattoon. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.